Well, it is the last day of August, August 31st, 2011. Bob Sprankle here. It's about 5:30 in the morning, and I'm about to leave for school, and just thought I'd get my audio boo done and out of the way. Excuse me. Second day with students. Can't wait to get back and see their smiling faces. It's really cool. The first week, we meet them all outside when they get off the buses and they get into their classroom groups. So I really get to see a lot of the students even before they get to my class. I go around and I say welcome back and stuff. Definitely still getting used to getting up in the dark, as the dog is, I think, too. She's looking at me like, what are you doing? I think by tomorrow we'll be back in the swing of things. And then, of course, we have a long holiday weekend. The thing I was thinking of today, which I think about often, is just that long summer break. And, you know, as evidenced by seeing students come back and, well, they've grown a foot or so and have moved along and matured and had all these experiences. And, of course, we are disconnected from that with about a two-month break for us. And, you know, again, questioning if that's still a good idea in this day and age when we no longer need students at home to help with farming and we're having this huge loss of time. A lot of the research I've read, you know, just points to the fact that that hurts students, especially at a lower socioeconomic level, where they don't have as many benefits of experiences over the summer as perhaps higher socioeconomic classes do. So, and you can see it because, you know, just as students are getting back into the routine, you can see them shucking off the summer habits of, you know, kind of in their own mind, doing their own thing, which is great. You know, I mean, we need that time and all, but just kind of pulling them back together as a group that's focused, that you're trying to, you know, get through a lesson so that they can go out and get to work. And, you know, we definitely have to rebuild every year. We have some looping classes at our school, and I had one of them yesterday, and these students are, you know, they're still a community, and they're just so much more able to hit the ground running the following year. You know, you can see that we're going to pick up where we left off so much quicker than the other groups that are still forming. And not to say that looping is the only way, and it's great to have new groups form and new connections form, for sure. But in some sense, in my mind, they have an advantage of getting to the good stuff earlier. And of course, you know, I would see that when I was a multi-teacher. You know, that was a huge reason I thought multi-age was great, because you already had a community at least half established, and you were able to get running. So just some thoughts that I'm having, and the dog's looking at me like, what are you doing up so early?